Hello?
Hey, this is Lenny calling from Moving Services. Good morning. Is this Melissa?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, great. Hey, I have your couch here, and I'm pretty close to your place, so I just want to let you know I'm on the corner of 90th Avenue and Ring.
Okay, so you're close. I'll go outside so you know which place it is.
Well, hold on. Before you do that, how do you feel about maybe meeting me here and then you can take it the rest of the way?
What do you mean?
You know, like you can drive to me and then you can just take the couch and take
What?
it on with you.
No, I need it delivered to my house.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds good. And if you meet me here, then you can deliver it to your house, you see? I'll even help you put it in the truck. Do you have a truck? I have a dolly.
What is going on? I paid for you to deliver my couch.
I mean, I wish I could, but legally I can't.
What?
Technically, I cannot.
What are you talking about?
Look, I need to explain something to you. I kind of, sort of have a, what are they called? A cord-issued ankle bracelet.
A what?
Yeah, an ankle bracelet. You know, so.
What is your problem?
My problem is that your place is a few blocks outside of where I'm allowed to go.
You have an ankle bracelet like you're like a criminal?
Well, no, I'm not a
Oh my God.
criminal. I'm like a, you know, used to be. I'm like a happy reformed.
Are you serious?
It's not
Oh my
that
God.
dramatic. No, it's not. Oh my God, it's
You know
very.
how long I've waited for this delivery? Your ankle bracelet is not my problem.
Well.
I'm frustrated with this whole situation. This is ridiculous. This would only happen to me.
Hold on, though. Look, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I am a glass half full kind of guy, and I am a hard worker, ma'am. I'm willing to do anything we can to get you this couch delivered, okay?
You just bring it to my house.
I would do that, but I'd probably serve about 10 years at least if I did. So I can't.
It's not funny.
Can't really.
Your problem is not my problem. You need to take care of this. I don't care if you have to
Oh my
hire
God. Hold
someone
on.
else.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt
I
you. Wait, I just got an idea. Hold on. Hey, kids, you guys want to make some money?
What?
Hey, no, come over here to my van. Yeah, $10 each, Steve. No, hey.
Oh my God.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
God, they ran off. Stupid kids. I mean.
What is wrong with you? You just offer kids money to come into your van and you have an
Oh,
ankle. Oh
that.
my
No
God.
wonder they seemed scared. Those kids, they were fast. They ran right away, huh? I didn't even
Okay,
think of that.
seriously, you need to figure something out. I took time off work for this delivery.
Okay,
You're an
you know,
idiot.
let me think. Hold on, I can do this.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got it. If I go southeast, I can get pretty close, actually. Yeah, because of the radius
Okay,
I'm allowed. Hold
whatever.
on.
Whatever. Just do it.
Okay, just let me look up the directions. Hold on my GPS. Aw,
Now?
well, I just looked at the other route I was gonna take, and there's a school. And I can't do that either for other reasons I can't legally
You
say.
can't
Look.
go near a school? What did you do?
Well, I would tell you more, but it's a long story. And if you knew what I had gotten into, that would have made the thing I said about the van earlier really funny.
It's
If you
not funny
knew,
to
like.
me. What is your manager's name?
My.
You are an idiot, and I
Oh.
can't handle talking to you anymore.
Okay. I actually, I don't want to confuse you. I have two managers. One's name is Brooke, and one name is Jeffrey.
What?
You may know them as Brooke and Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning because you're actually on the air with us right now. This is a
What?
prank phone call.
Oh my.
Your husband Trevor set you up.
He did this?
Yeah, he said your couch delivery got messed up the first two times, so he was like, she's gonna be on edge about this couch, man.
I told him if they messed up, I was gonna go ballistic.
Honestly, I would help deliver the couch. I just can't lift anything over 3 pounds. That's not a doctor's order. I'm just very weak. Okay, well, you're laughing now, and this is the true part. This is the real part of the phone call.